produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Well, hello there. Hello there. Welcome, 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 or welcome again. This is Dr. Verlaine. You are tuned in to Love Your Making. I'm so glad that you're here to listen for the next 20 or so odd minutes. What a pleasure. Listen, remember, this is a leader-to-leader Sage Cup conversation. We've been with you for a couple of years now, and it has been our great pleasure. We decided that in 2022, we would ask you to change your outlook on life, on love, and on leadership here at Love Your Making. So we try to, and we do, we search the scriptures, we heed the scriptures before we even present to you. We kind of sit with it, you know, wallow in it, see what God has for us, and then we bring it to you in a form of an encouragement as you love what God has called you to do as a leader. With the challenges that that might bring, you're living still in a fallen world. We still have trials and tribulations. You still have to lead. The giftings and callings of God are without repentance. And I know that you have put your hands to the plow and you're not turning back, right? No matter how challenging leadership gets you. So we're asking you again to change your outlook. Let's get God's perspective. Let's see what God sees, and let's be fearless in doing what God has called us to do. So, you know how we start. We start out with prayer, so pray with me, and I'm going to ask you to grab your Bibles as I'm praying. We're going to start out in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and we're going to move on from there, Deuteronomy 6 and 7. I think we're going to go to next after that, and let's see, where else are we going? We're also going to Proverbs 28 and 19. So just put your finger on 1 Samuel 17, 20 to 29, and we'll go from there. Listen, Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to serve you in this way. We thank you for the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. We know that he is going to be the master teacher tonight. We're just going to follow his lead. We're going to heed his word. We're going to hear it afresh again in our hearts and our spirits. We're going to receive it as a love letter from you, these words of encouragement as we search the scripture, for in them we think we have life, and we do. And so we're getting a new perspective on life as you see it in us, Father. And we thank you for the opportunity to do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I hope you grab your Bibles, leaders. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. You know the story so well. You probably preached it over and over and over again. I'm going to read a little bit for you for the backdrop. And again, my themed, this particular segment is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And you know that so well from that something that David responded back to his brothers with. But let me just read it for you just to refresh your memory. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, the 20th through the 29th verse. Here we go. All righty. And David rose up early in the morning, and he left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench as to the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brother. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. Verse 25, and the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up utterly to defy Israel? Is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king, will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free of Israel. Verse 26, and David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to this man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy, listen to these words, the armies of the living God? That was David's question. Verse 27, and the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke unto the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Verse 29, and David said, what have I done? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? I can hear him saying that probably several times. Is there not a cause? Verse 30. And he turned from them toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let not no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Now, oh, Lord, it's hard for a preacher to stop when it starts stirring up in you. What do you think that they were rehearsing that it finally got back to King Saul? Did they keep saying, David said, is there not a cause? David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? I can just see that. You know how room is spread pretty quickly. What it got to Saul? And so here they are. Verse 33. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war since his youth. And David said to Saul, listen to this, verse 34. Thy servant kept his father's sheep. He's given him his resume. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and I smote him, and I delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Verse 36, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he have defiled, here we go again, the armies of the living God. I should have named this message, are you in the army of the living God? Well, we'll let that be the tagline, right? Is there not a cause? Are you not in the army of the living God? Question for you. And so here is David in verse 38. Hear what Saul has to say. David said, moreover, the Lord, listen to this. Look at what he's referencing right now. The Lord that delivered me out of the palm of the lion. Come on, he's giving him now God's resume. And out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me, talking about what God will do for you. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go. Hey, God, he got his marching orders. Go, and the Lord be with you. I think he pronounced a great blessing right there. How many times have you told anybody lately, listen, that's a great thing that you're doing. You got some giants in your life. Now you're becoming fearless because you know what God can do. You're going to go and present God's resume to that God giant in your life, that Goliath in your life. And listen, I'm going to say to you, go and God be with thee. Ah, the Lord be with you. Come on, Saul ain't never said nothing better in his whole entire life than when he told David, go and the Lord be with you. He didn't even understand the weight of what he was saying. Amen. Verse 38. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword and upon his armor, and he assailed to go. He started out, but he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot do this. I can't do it. I just can't. And I don't want to. Now, you know, not to be paraphrasing. I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took up what? His staff in his hand, and he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. Hey, God. And put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. Let the preacher start right now. Listen. God will give you your armor to fight in if you have, you know, how they say, stepped up, come up, stood up, decided that there is a cause. God will dress you for the battle. Remember what Saul said, go on, David, the Lord be with you. So David, knowing even before he asked, because he discerned that there is a cause, and God had already prepared him for this with all that he had allowed him to do and all that he had delivered him with and through beforehand. So he had a great testimony. He had a measure of faith. He knew that if this giant for 40 some days had been taunting the people and coming up against the living army, the armies of the living God, then listen, let me tell you something. He was fearless at this time. So God prepared an army for him and his weapons, the smooth, 5 smooth stones. And you know the end of the story. He only had to use it 1 stone. That stone sunk in the head of Goliath. Goliath fell down. David didn't, I'm paraphrasing the rest of this because I want to go on into what I want to challenge you with today as a leader. That smooth stone sunk in the forehead of the giant, knocked that 9 foot plus giant out. Knocked him out cold. And David didn't have a sword, but he went over, took the sword of Goliath and cut his head off. You know what? Sometimes, trust me, you don't want the enemy to get back up again. So you need to cut his head off. Amen. Glory to God. Now listen, what does that mean for us today, leaders? What am I challenging you on? Is there not a cause in your own personal life? How many giants are there? And are you motivated to go after them, knowing that the living God is with you? The living God is going to dress you up for the battle. The living God is going to be your rear guard. The living God is going to be your strength. The living God is going to give you the wisdom. The living God is going to give you the power. The living God is going to give you the victory. But do you have a cause in your own personal life to go after the giants? One of the giants I might have, I might be very transparent with you. One of my giants says, I got to lose some of this great weight. Amen. My husband wants me to walk around the grounds with him. So I got to get these knees in order to get some of these weight off of these knees so I can walk with him. At least so I can go to more than one retail therapy store a day. Okay, I had to make it very, very personal, right? There's some giants in our lives. It could be in the area of health, personally. It could be in the area of relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your neighbors, with a church member, with a business partner, with employees, with the strength, whatever it is, whatever giants are in your life, are you motivated, amen, to go after that is coming after you? My God. Can you... wait, just keep waiting, keep being afraid, keep running away from the giant that's taunting you, the giant that's coming against you, the giant that is ruling and reigning in your own domain. Say it ain't so. Say it's, this is the day that I'm going to stop running, and I'm going to believe that the army of the living God will not be prevailed against, that the scripture has already told me that I'm more than a conqueror. The scripture has already said that God has my back. The scripture has already said that he will go before me and he will make the crooked places straight. He will perfect those things that I am concerned about, that he's full of mercy and he would not forsake the work, hey God, of his hands in my life. So personally, is there not a cause in your own heart and in your own home and in your own community? What about in your own church? Let me drop back to community because that's where it's squarely where I am right now. I'll deal with the church in a minute. But is there not a cause? I don't know where you are. A lot of our broadcasts go abroad and all over. But here in America, let me tell you what, there's some Goliaths in the land. We have the spirit of murder in the land. We have the spirit of racism in the land. There's a spirit of lying in the land. There's a spirit of greed and all kinds of things. Those are giants. And the pandemic did not make the church quiet because the church was quiet. I told you I'd get to the church, right? The church was quiet, too quiet before the pandemic. But now, can we afford to be quiet? Can we who say, I'm in the army of the Lord, I'm in the... No, stop singing that song unless you are in the army of the true and living God. Then if you are in the army of the true and living God, you would not suffer Goliaths to be in your land, taunting you and making you afraid and backing you up and closing, shutting your mouth down, taking away your voice. Does your life and the life of those that you love with, live with, serve, and will serve matter? If it does, then you need to get like David. You need to remember the last time the Lord delivered you, whether it was from a lion, a bear, or a government policy that wasn't right, or whether it was against the crime in your streets, whether it was against anything that you know that is not righteous, that is not of God, and you seeing it. The Bible says that when you see a need, and it is a need, these Israelites needed somebody to come help. They couldn't get nobody to come up against this Goliath. They were all in fear, but they needed someone who had courage. And David had courage At least he had a measure of faith. For sure, he had a testimony. He remembered that God who is faithful, God who is strong and mighty, God who is El Shaddai, God who is mighty, God who know how to deliver his people. He had a relationship with that God. This shepherd, this young lad, this boy that they left in the field to tend the great sheep, who didn't think had the wherewithal, but while he was out there, can you imagine what his conversation and who his conversation with and what his lifestyle was? Yes, he was facing giants, things that came against him while he was out there with those sheep. The wolves trying to get in and destroy the sheep. He had to be courageous. But you know what? He remembered every victory that God had given him. Can you remember the victories, and can you get motivated about going out, and when you see a need and have the wherewithal to fulfill that need, it becomes your responsibility. It becomes your obligation. So we as leaders, if we want to change our outlook on life and on love and on leadership, then if your life depends on it, know that there is a cause. If your love, if those that you love are being threatened by a giant, then there is a cause. And if you're leading people who need to be delivered and need to be protected, and looking into a God who has not ever, ever, ever failed, a God that is flowing through you to represent him, you're an ambassador, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, God is counting on you to stand up, amen, and protect the sheep. He told Peter, he says, feed my sheep. Well, what are you going to feed them with? More than just food. They need to see. They need to feed on the word of God. And once you stand in the word of God and bring the giants down. Yeah. The Bible says that we overcome by the word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb has what? Already been shed. Dr. B went right on into preaching. Why? Because this thing is so hot with me today. It is such a sizzling fire on my heart for the people of God, the leaders of God today, to stand up for righteousness sake. Stand up so that our children won't fear going to school, that our teachers won't have to carry guns trying to teach, gun on one side and the school book on the other, so that our grandparents and our parents and our children can go to the grocery store without fear of being shot up. Can you stand on a corner and not be afraid that there's going to be a drive-by? Can you depend on the medical field and not think about the money, but think about lives? Can you bring the drug companies down that are like organized crime, so that everybody who needs medication will get not only good medicine, but they'll get it at a decent price? Is there not a cause? Find something that you're motivated about. Find something that you need to protect. Find something that you know 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 that you and your God can tackle and bring it down. You don't have to look far. You don't have to look far. You can look in your heart. You can look in your house. You can look in your community. You can look in your church. You can look in your businesses. You can look in the world. You can look at third world countries. You can look at Ukraine. You can look at Ethiopia. You can look at Nigeria. You can look at China. You can look at the Puerto Rico. You can look at Mexico. Anywhere in this world, there is a cause that needs to be addressed. And so if you change your outlook, I'm asking you to change your outlook like David. David had a different outlook than his brothers. His brothers said, listen, you're young. Ain't nowhere in the world. You can't do this. Don't even try it. There always going to be someone, even the people closest to you, to say that you're biting off more than you can chew. This is too big for you, even in your God. Did you not see that this is a 9-foot giant? Did you not see that he has this great javelin in his hand, worth 25 pounds? Did you not see that he has been taunting us and we are afraid? You should be afraid too. Go on back home, boy. Listen, don't let nobody send you back home, leader. Listen, go to the front line and dress up with what God tells you to dress up in, and go forth out knowing that God has, and he will deliver you, and he's able to deliver you and yours. The outlook that we want to have today is that, listen, Remember, we're more than a conqueror with Christ Jesus. Your enemies will come against you one way and flee seven different ways. Come on, the word has the word that you need in your mouth to build yourself up on your most holy faith so you can stand up and be a leader with a cause today. Listen, a lot of churches are dying because through the pandemic, they did not have a cause before the pandemic, so they didn't have anything to do, so they went up in their shut-in houses and they quivered there in fear instead of being bold on their knees in their houses while they're shut up and still backing the enemy down in their homes and their communities and in their churches. Come on, churches didn't come back strong to the house, to their houses, because they didn't have a cause. I am imploring you today. I'm encouraging you today. I am provoking you today to love and to good works, as it says in Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Listen, I'm going to come back again, and we're going to just continue with this just a little bit longer. How about that? Well, right now, I just want to pray for you personally. Listen, if you listen to this broadcast now or later, whenever you listen to it, if you're a leader, I want to encourage you to remember that God has already delivered some giants, some Goliaths in your life. He's delivered them. He's cut off their heads, using you and the faith and the measure of faith that he's given you to do so. Now, get on your knees right now and say, Father, is there a cause? Show me the cause and let me be built up in you so I can stand and address it. You said in your word, for I must be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. In that I know that my labor is not in vain. I love you dearly, Lord, and I know that you first love me. So me as a leader, as I address other leaders, as we have this same cup conversation, as we encourage them to have a new outlook, a different outlook on love, on life, and on leadership. God, just light upon their hearts. Make them feel as if they have fire shut up in their bones, oh God, and then give them the faith and the courage in you to go out and do what needs to be done. God, we know you'll do this for us and through us and because of us and in spite of us. And that's why we love you so much, because you said, lo, you will be with us always, even until the very, very end. Thank you, Jesus. We love you much. This has been Dr. Verlene. You tuned in to Love Your Making, and I'm so glad you did. Until next time, listen, be fearless, be courageous, be brave. Go back and read 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter again, and find yourself in it. In Jesus' name, I love you. Talk to you next time. God bless.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, happy new year. This is Vanita Dorees with Create Your Own You. I hope everything is going excellent. We only into about the few days of the new year, and I want to say just happy new year to everyone. We made it. We are into a new year. This year we will be better and stronger than we were last year. We've gotten through the pandemic. I mean, it's still going on, but we've gotten through it so far. And if you can hear me, you are on the other side, and we are grateful to be on the other side and living each day fully. And, you know, as I always say, create your own you. Be the person that you want to be and not what somebody else wants you to be. And, you know, today I am going to talk about repairing your credit or fixing or improving your credit score. Because, you know, after, the holidays just happened. So I know a lot of people financially probably put a lot of money on their credit cards. Now, we got to get out of that because, you know, we're into a new year, and we don't want to stay in debt the whole entire year. We don't want to spend, you know, like Lynn Richardson, she's a financial guru, like she always say, we don't want to be check Monday, Friday to Monday. I believe that's what she say, Friday to Monday check. You know, you get paid on Friday, then by time Monday, you're broke. You know, that's one of her, you know, Lynn Richardson, one of her little slogans she has. So, you know, we want to honestly start paying attention to our bills, especially the ones that we created over the holidays, buying things for our families and friends. You know, now it's January. It's time to start making payments on those credit cards that you probably maxed out or almost maxed out. So, you know, what I want to do is give you a few tips on how you can maximize or increase your credit score. And increasing your credit score, it will be an excellent way of, you know, if you want to get another credit card or if you want to buy a house or if you want to buy yourself a car, you will get the lowest interest rate and not pay all those extra thousands of dollars because your interest rate was too high because your credit score was too low or it was just fair or just above good. You know, the closer you get into like the 700s and 750s, 800s, your credit interest rate, or I should say your loan interest rate, or your mortgage interest rate, your auto loan interest rate, you would be paying the bare minimum of interest rate. You know, you might have an interest rate at 2.3 instead of 15% or instead of 24% on that loan. You know, when you're spending like 24% on a loan, you're paying so much more money. I mean, it's thousands of dollars that you could keep in your pocket only if you learn how to increase your credit score and not max out your cars. You know, there are like credit rules, and a lot of us, we just don't know the credit rules. You know, we just, you know, spend, and we don't really realize that, you know, maxing out the car drops the credit score. We don't realize if we have like 10 cars and they're all maxed out, we're really dropping the credit score. Or if we're making a late payment, it's dropping your credit score. You know, all of these things affect your credit score. And what I want to do is just make sure that you're on track to where you can increase your score on your own, or you can seek some help to get your score increased. But what you want to do is, you know, you want to look at all your credit cards that you have. And you want to make sure that they're at like 15% usage. So if you have a credit card that's about $3,000, $3,500, you don't really want to spend no more than about $300, $375 on that credit card. You want to keep the usage low on your credit cards because what it says is that you're good at your credit and you're not a spender or you're not a splurger. And it shows companies or banks that, you know, you're probably a good person to lend to. You know, banks and, you know, they look at stuff like that. Or who's giving you that loan? They look at that. They look at how you've been paying your bills. They want to know if you've been paying it on time. You know, they look at like probably the last 24 months and see how many late payments you had, how many payments that you let go to collections or that you just didn't pay at all. And it's at 30 days and 30 days late. Now it's at 60 days late. Now it's at 90 days late. You know, once you get into like 120, that's like 4 months. That's when they start selling your information to credit collection companies, so they can get the debt. But what the original borrower loan person that gave you the money, they write it off on their taxes. You know, it's written as a write-off. They know they're not going to get that debt from you. So they, you know, they sell it off to a collection agency, and the collection agency tries to see if they can get the money from you too. And that's where all, you know, where we do not want to be at. We don't want our stuff to get to collection agencies because, one, we don't want them calling you on the phone. We don't want them, you know, and it's laws that protects you, which I'll probably talk about next month on my next call, on the laws that protects you from collection agencies, why they can't call you, how, you know, things they can't harass you on. So next month, I believe my next recording, I'm definitely going to talk about, you know, how to handle the collection agencies. But on this one, we're going to talk about how to maximize your credit score. You know, as I was saying earlier, was, you know, look at all your credit cards. Start paying off your credit cards. You know, look at which one you want to pay. You know, some people say, oh, should I pay off the highest one, pay down the highest one first, or should I pay the lowest one first? Which one should I pay? And, you know, it all depends on your means. If you're able to pay that higher card off, pay the higher card off and then work your way down. If you're not able to pay that higher card off, look at the card that's the lowest and pay off the lowest card. And then once you pay that particular card off, you take that money and you start putting it on addition to the next credit card. And you just keep going from there until you get all your credit cards paid up. So you want to just make sure when you get your credit cards, and, you know, you don't want to spend no more than about 15. Well, the rule is like 30%. But honestly, you probably want to keep it around 15%. So that way it looks real good to people, to banks and loan officers or who's going to give you the loan, that, you know, you really keep your ratio on your card low. So that 15% rule I would stick with, just so that you have some wiggle. I call it wiggle room. You know, give you some wiggle room. You might need to spend a little bit more. You know, you may not. And then, you know, if you do have a low credit score, there's ways that you can get unsecured cards. That means you have to pay on, it's like a credit card, and then you have to put the money onto the card, and then you just use it as like it's a credit card, but it's really you putting your own money on there, and it's helping you increase your credit score. You know, if you have a card where you possibly can consolidate, you know, sometimes throughout the year, some credit cards will send you an offer in the mail, and the offer in the mail will be, hey, consolidate your cards over, and you have 0% for like the next year or 18 months. You know, if you think you could pay off that card in a year to 18 months by adding a balance from another card to that card, well, do that because you got, you know, a 12 months or 18 months. Of trying to pay that card off where you won't have interest. So sometimes you do get some in the mail, you do get those consolidation credit cards. You know, look at those and see what you can do with them. The next thing I would tell you to do to make sure you maximize your credit score is that you want to pay your bills on time. So if your bills are due, let's say your mortgage, your rent, those items, 9 times out of 10, they're probably due on the first of the month. But your gas, your light, and your phone bills, they're just due on random dates because, you know, you may not have opened your gas, light, and phone bill all on the same day to have the same exact due date. So you want to, you know, actually what I do is when I get my bills in, I got a calendar or a financial planner book or budget book, if that's what you want to call it. You know, you get them at your little, you know, stores that you get it, and it has, like, itemized, you know, your monthly expenses and then your extra monthly expenses. You just write everything in there, and then you also put in there when the bill is due. So that way you don't forget when the bill is due and you won't have that late payment. And if you can afford to, what you can do is make your bills automated. So if your bills are automated, then you know you will not have late payments on your bills because you're automating them right out your bank system. So that's another way if you want to start maximizing credit is, you know, you want to make sure you're paying your bills on time and on their due date. If you could do it a couple of days before, that's perfectly fine, because you don't want to wait to the last minute to pay your bills, and then you next thing you know, it's next day and it's 24 hours late. But what I can tell you guys is, you know, because I've done it several times before, you know, I'm not perfect at this, you know, but I've done it before, you know, I forgot to pay that bill. And, you know, I was like, oh, I was doing a 14th. Well, I woke up the next morning, it's like the 15th of the month. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they done added that $35, $40 late fee onto my card now. So I usually call the card, the particular card that may have been late, and I'll call customer service. And this is where you want to be really nice with the with the customer service. And, you know, you just say, hey, I just realized my bill was due yesterday. I totally forgot about it. I was wondering if I can get that that late fee waived off, and I'll pay the bill right now. You know, and a lot of times they take the late fee off, long as you're willing to pay that bill right then and there, or you can say you just paid it on the automatic line. They'll take that late fee off. You just got to be, you know, call and ask them to take it off. A lot of us just don't. We just say, oh, the bill is late. I already got the late fee, so I'm not going to worry about it. No, pick up your phone. Call the customer service. Talk to them. A lot of them are more, you know, a lot of companies have these procedures where they're able to take off the late fee if it's not a ridiculous amount of time. They'll take the late fee off for you. Trust me, I've done it. I've done it several times. So, you know, I just want to let you know, as long as you know, don't just say, oh, forget it, because oh, forget it gets you nowhere. Well, you know, once you pick up the phone, it's like, okay, I got it. I'm going to call them, and you know, I'm going to get this late fee off. Already have it in your head. It's done. It's already done. Late fee off my next bill. Okay? The other thing you want to do is try not to apply for new credit all the time. So the rule is you probably should only should apply for credit every 6 months, because the inquiries on that you get from applying for credit. So if you're applying for credit at this store card, or and you go over to across town, you apply for credit at that store card, and then you go across the town and you go over to, you know, you did like three credit cards in one day. Believe it or not, those inquiries are on your credit report, and those even though it's not a big deal, but it can drop your credit score. But what lenders will see when they see all those inquiries, they'll say, oh, you know, why are you trying to get so much credit? You know, they to them it's suspicious that you're trying to get all of this credit. Like, what are they going to do when they get this credit? So it becomes becomes very suspicious to lenders when they see all these inquiries. You know, I had a client of mine, and I was helping her with her credit, improving her credit score, and I got her credit report, and she had like in 1 year 24 inquiries. That means she's applied for credit 24 times in 1 year. You're not supposed to apply for credit that many times in 1 year ever, you know, because, you know, our thought process is, okay, if I got denied at this store, maybe I won't get denied at that store, so I'll try that store credit card. If I got denied from this store, maybe, you know, next week I'll go over, you know, if I'm out, I'll go over and I'll apply at that store. Don't do that. Also, don't fall in the game of when you don't have a credit card, at least a store card, and then the cashier be like, you know, if you sign up for your credit card today, you'll get an extra 10% off your order or extra 15% off on your order. Don't fall for that, because you're going to pay for that 15 times in the long run. That's what they want you to do. They want you to get the credit card because they know most people are not going to pay their credit card off in full. So when you pay, you get that credit card, you get that 15% off of your new order purchase, but next month you don't pay the bill off, that means it's probably 18 to 24% on that bill. So which means you just pay for that interest rate all over. You just pay for the interest rate, you know. So don't get caught up in that scheme. They do it a lot of times around holidays to try to get you to get a store card. Don't do that. Just say, no, I'm good. You know, I already have enough cards. You know, but that's also an inquiry. Inquiry. So don't apply for new credit, because when When you're looking for a mortgage or you're looking for a car loan, banks are going to look at and see that you did all of these inquiries. The only exception is when you're house hunting or when you're car hunting, because what normally happens is they run your credit through a couple of different mortgage lenders, and if they run it through like 5-6 mortgage lenders, then, you know, it's not a ding on your score, because they know you're looking for a mortgage and you're looking for the best rate. And that's the same as car dealers, because car dealers, when they run your Social Security number, they're going to run your Social Security number through like 30 different lenders to see which lender is the best option for you or which lender is going to allow you to get the loan for the car. So that's like the only exception where the inquiries are not going to really affect the score, because they know it's a car dealership 9 times out of 10 doing it, or it's a mortgage company that's pulling your credit card. Your credit information with your Social Security number. So those are like the exceptions exceptions to the rule of not having the inquiries that will ding your score. The other thing that I want to mention is when you make your payments, don't make just the minimum payment. Make more than the minimum payment. So if your payment is $25 a month and you know you got $600 on this card, don't just pay $25. At least, you know, if you can get it, pay $100. Try to get that card down quick and really, really quick. Like, try to get the card down. That's the key idea, is get this card down to about 15% usage. And that's all your cards across the board. Another thing I will also say with improving your credit, do not co-sign. This is a biggie. Do not co-sign. Let me repeat that again. Do not co-sign for somebody else who have bad credit. Because a lot of times what end up happening is you co-sign for somebody for a house or you co-sign for somebody to get an apartment. That person cannot pay the car note or they can't pay the rent. And they leave and move someplace else. Or they stop payment on a credit card. They stop payment on the car loan. So the car loan now is going to go on your report as a repossession, and it's going to go on there as bad credit. So don't let somebody take your good credit that you work so hard for to destroy it in a matter of months or a matter of a year. Because a lot of times people who ask for a cosigner, they're asking for a reason. They have bad credit. So if they have bad credit, don't put yourself in a situation for you to get bad credit when your credit is good. You know, I can see, you know, I don't suggest to do it for absolutely no one. What you can do is tell that person is, hey, I don't lend my credit out. My credit is like my Social Security number. It's very important to me. So what I can do is I can help you, or I can send you to somebody to help you get your credit score increased so you can get your house, the lease, or the apartment on your own, or you can get your car on your own. You don't want to put yourself in that area to get yourself caught up in co-signing. If then that's just going to cause a big feud amongst everybody. Everyone is going to be arguing with everybody. It destroys family. It destroys relationship. I would say, do not co-sign for absolutely no one. That's just in my opinion. You could do what you would like, but if you want to keep your good credit, you don't want to co-sign for nobody, okay? If y'all know y'all income, if you can make sure you cover the car note, or your husband, your wife, you can make sure you cover the car note, that's what you guys do, because that's a marital relationship. But I just advise not to do co-signing. The other thing I would mention is, you know, make sure you get a credit monitoring system. Now, the credit monitoring system is something where you can go on there. I think, you know, some of them are like $24.99 a month. I have IdentiQ, so. So you have IdentiQ, you have like FICO score, you have Swift Credit. You have a lot of these different different credit monitoring services. And you got to think of the credit monitoring services as this is your credit report. Your credit report is just as important as your Social Security number. You don't want to give it out and you don't want people to have it. So your credit monitoring system, it tells you everything each month of what's going on with your credit system. I don't know if you guys hear the dog in my background. I so apologize if you do hear the dog. You know, we're still in quarantine, kind of, so I'm at home. But, you know, you want to have this credit monitoring system because it tells you absolutely everything about your credit. It tells your credit history. It tells if you have an AKA name on there. So, you know, my name is Vanita DeRees, but somebody might have put Vanita Hogan. That's not my name. You know, those are errors in your credit report. You want to get corrected. It may have information on there saying that you took a loan out somewhere. You have no idea about this loan. You know, it tells you everything that you go that goes on your credit report every month. So, and also, you know, it alerts you if someone is trying to do any type of identity theft. And you don't want to get into identity theft because that's a whole nother ball game. It's a whole nother headache. So I always recommend that everybody, if you like to protect your Social Security number, you want to protect this too because it is vitally important for no one to get your information and open up accounts, buy houses, buy cars in your name, and you have no idea who these people are, and then your score is just being destroyed by people you know. So credit monitoring services are really, really great. And I always say if you can pay $150 for cable, you can pay $25 for a credit monitoring service because that's more important than having cable in your house. You want to monitor your credit at all times. You want to get a credit report. That gives you a credit report every month. But you, if you don't get that service, you can go to annualcreditreport.gov and get one once a year, review it, and see what is on there that's yours and what may not be yours. Your name might be wrong. Your address might be wrong. There's so many things that could be wrong on your credit report that people don't even realize that is wrong because they never pulled their credit report. We have to get in the habit of looking at pulling our credit report and not being scared of the report. A lot of people, they just get scared of looking at the report. But no, pull your credit report so you can see exactly what is going on and how to fix your credit and improve your score. And just, you know, credit itself is just, you know, it's part of your financial library. It's like, you know, your income. It's like your IRAs. It's like your retirement benefit plan, your 401k. Your credit is the same way. It's in your financial profile. And a lot of people don't look at credit in their financial profile, but it is because the better your credit score is, the less money you're paying overall in anything that you do with credit. So that's the goal you want to get to. You want to pay the least amount of interest on that car. You want to pay the least amount of interest on that $10,000 loan you took out from the bank. You want to pay the least amount of interest on that brand-new home. You want to pay the least amount of interest on buying the mobile home. You want to pay the least amount of interest on everything. And then when you have a higher credit score, you know, it's the credit cards, their interest rates are even lower. You know, a lot of times when you first start out, you look at the interest rate on the back of them, it'd be like 24.9%. Like, ooh, whoa, that's crazy. 24.9% on a credit card. So they tend to, you know, give you those high scores if you have a low credit. I mean, interest rate if you have a low credit. So overall, I want us to start looking at our credit. I want us to start getting our credit intact so we can purchase things and not be denied for things. Overall, you know, a lot of people that I come through, they're being denied left and right just because they have sometimes just simple errors on their credit report or they don't have enough or they don't have enough credit. So they never had credit or didn't have enough credit. So that's a whole nother topic in itself too, is just not having enough credit. So over the next couple of radio shows, I'm going to get well into the credit And I'm going to make sure everybody is building their credit scores properly and making sure they are managing their finances. You know, this is a new year, and we have to start out strong. We have to get this stuff intact because we don't want to wait for the government to keep giving us money. You know, we want to have our own money, so we don't want to wait for the government to keep giving us money. So I am going to sign off right there. Again, this is Vanita DeRees Ziegler. I put my last name on it, too, Vanita DeRees. And this is Create Your Own You radio show. This topic was all about credit and how to improve your credit. And we're going to continue this series as over the next few radio shows because I just want everybody to have a good financial stability this year, financial lifestyle this year. So I'm signing off. God bless. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are listening from. Enjoy. Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.